You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, a very good Wednesday morning to you, Marlins Nation. Thanks for rewinding with us. Steven Strom here. The Marlins fall to the Atlanta Braves 5-0. As always, for the recap, here's your radio voice of the Miami Marlins, Kyle Seeloff.
Well, in an hour and 54 tidy minutes, Max Fried tosses his fifth career complete game, including his fourth career shutout. And Atlanta blanks the Marlins for the second night in a row. Tonight they win it in the middle game 5-0, and they've won the first two games in this three-game series. This is the 10th inning show brought to you by Warner Hoffman, Greg and Garcia, your trusted workers' compensation and personal injury lawyers. Back inside the broadcast booth with me now is Gabby Sanchez. And Gabby, Trevor did not pitch as bad as his line would indicate. Max Fried was brilliant, and this does, to an extent, feel like a low point for this Marlins offense.
Yeah, there's really nothing. I'm trying to look at positives. I mean, that's what we want to do. Look at positives moving forward, but it was just today there's really nothing. I mean, Arias got the couple of hits. For me, Trevor Rogers actually threw the ball extremely well. He had a double play that he should have had early on in that second inning, probably to have no runs because that would the double play would have gotten you out of the inning. And then even in that sixth inning, there was that ball to Arise that if he just gets in front of it, catches it, it's another double play and you're out of it. And this game could have been 0-0 really when you kind of looked at it at that way. I thought that he was doing a great job, Trevor Rogers, in throwing that fastball, utilizing the changeup, keeping the ball down. You could say that he made one mistake to Duvall, but that really wasn't a mistake. It was a slider that was down and in. It wasn't even on the plate. Duvall just dropped the head of the bat on it and it was able to hit it out. But when you just start to look at everything, you can't win a game if you're not scoring a run, and that's the second straight game here that they've gotten shut out. And I'm looking at the numbers, 18 ground out, 18 balls on the ground that resulted in outs, 16 basically ground balls. It was two double plays, so that's 18 of the outs are on ground balls. We always talk about putting the ball in play, good things are happening, but it's not hard-hit ground balls. You know, these are just routine, nice and easy ground balls. So you want to see this team kind of just take a step back, try to relax a little bit, and see if they can drive the ball to that up the middle to the right side of the field. If you're a righty, trying to stay behind the baseball a lot, you're trying to see – you're seeing these guys just way too many pulls, way too many rollover ground balls, and Max Fried – was understanding that, and he saw it, and he just kept playing towards it. Here, you want to just get out, so I'm not going to worry about striking guys out. I'm just going to let you kind of hit the ground balls. I think that this is kind of that low point where the team has to kind of get together and just be like, okay, enough is enough at this point. Like, we got to do something here to change it up. It's not the coaching fault. The coaches give them every single bit of information that they have. They work on them. They're tirelessly working, and the guys work hard too. They just have to be able to bring it from that practice into the game and stick with that game plan. You can't just change when things didn't go your way.
Well, Gabby, on a night in which a full moon glistens and hangs over top of Truist Park, it was Max Fried who shined the brightest. Thank you very much, Gabby. I'll see you tomorrow night at 7:20.
See you tomorrow, buddy.
It's Gabby Sanchez of Kyle Seeloff. Highlights from this ball game: nothing offensively for the Marlins. The Braves would strike first in the second inning after Otto Lopez misplayed what should have been a double play ball. The Braves have two men on and one out for Michael Harris, the second. Rogers looks back at second, the 2-2. That is swung on, and this is pummeled high and deep right field. This is going to get down for extra bases. It rattles off the cage in right field. One run is going to score. That is Ozuna. It's an RBI double for Michael Harris, the second, who's dancing out there at second base. It's 1-0 Atlanta.
And then the next batter was David Fletcher.
Here's a swing and a fly ball in the air to center field. Chisholm is there. He makes the catch. Tagging from third is Duvall. Throw comes into Anderson at shortstop. That's a sacrifice fly for David Fletcher. It's 2-0 Atlanta.
And it would stay 2-0 into the bottom of the sixth inning tonight. Braves had a couple of men on looking to attack onto their 2-0 lead with Darno at the plate and a couple of men on base.
Now the first pitch. That is swung on and popped into the air to shallow right field. Avi Garcia sitting back. Now he's coming in and makes the catch. Tagging from third is Riley. Here comes a throw in towards the plate. It's not in time.
It's a pretty darn good throw from Mavi Garcia. Riley just quick enough to outrun the baseball. That's a sac fly, and it's 3-0.
You know.
Yeah, it was indeed 3-0, and the next man to bat looking to punctuate this big night of offense for the Braves was the former Marlin, Adam Duvall. Here's Duvall. He swings and hits it high and deep to left field. This thing is crushed, and this thing is long gone. It's 5-0 Atlanta. A two-run homer for Duvall, his second of the season. And Duvall tonight was on base 3 separate times, 2-for-4 at the plate, and Max Fried was rolling. He allowed 3 hits in this ballgame, 1 in the third, 1 to Arise leading off the 7th, and the other to Arise leading off the 9th inning. For the Marlins, no runs, 3 hits, 1 error, 2 men left on base. And for Atlanta, 5 runs, 10 hits, 1 error, 9 men left on base. Fried with his 5th career complete game, his 4th career shutout. He's 2-0. Rogers falls to 0-3. He went 5 2/3, allowed 3 earned, 5 in total, 7 hits, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. Bender, an inning and a third of shutout ball out of the bullpen. Cronin tossed a scoreless bottom of the 8th inning. Total time of game, 1 hour and 54 minutes, 33,533 in attendance. Braves shut out the Marlins for the second consecutive night. For the Marlins pitching staff this evening, they struck out 6, and that means that $150 will be donated to AutoNation's Drive Pink Initiative to fight against cancer. For every strikeout this year, $25 will be donated to the Drive Pink Initiative.
All right, Kyle, thank you. Let's head down and listen to what Skip Schumacher had to say, get his reaction after the 5-0 shutout loss to Atlanta.
Skip, and Maddux for Fried tonight. How was he able to make such quick work of your hitters?
He had everything working. The fastball with change combo, his slider was good, but the changeup was, you know, we just couldn't stop swinging at it and kind of beating it into the ground. You know, other than Louie, you know, we just had, you know, some weak pull side ground ball contact quite often, too much, honestly. And, you know, he was on his game, though. He was really, really good tonight.
In a situation where a pitcher is on his game and working so efficiently, do you prefer your hitters to be a little more patient, do something to kind of,
I don't know. What do you do? I mean, he's throwing strikes. So you get behind the count, he has wipeout stuff. So you can't get behind a count when, you know, when he's got all of the stuff working. So you try to stick with your game plan. Obviously, we couldn't pick up his changeup or we would have taken it. You know, it looked like a fastball for a long time and kind of faded away and we'd get it off the end of the bat. So, it was tough for our offense tonight. Max has been a pretty good pitcher for a while, and he showed it tonight.
On the other side for Trevor, is this one of those situations where maybe the final line doesn't show exactly how he did tonight?
Well, we got to play clean baseball. Against a team like that, you give up extra outs, they're going to capitalize, and they did. You know, we make, you know, unforced errors. That's what's going to happen, or forced errors, whatever you want to call it. You know, that's a double play ball that needs to be turned at this level, and errors will happen. I get it, but when you're, facing a team like that and you give up extra outs, you know, they're going to hurt you. And I thought Trevor pitched really well. Besides maybe the slider that was supposed to be backdoor to Duvall, went kind of middle in. Other than that, I thought he pitched really, really well tonight.
What adjustment did you see Braves hitters make against him in the 6th?
I don't know if there was an adjustment. I think they're just good hitters, and I think Trevor was just on his game. Honestly, I just I don't know what kind of adjustment they made other than one Duvall pitch that he hit out.
Three straight starts, he's gone into the 6th, hasn't been able to complete it. Is there anything you're seeing maybe tiring a bit, maybe still, you know, a year out, he's still trying to get back to himself there?
I mean, he had 70-something pitches, you know, so it wasn't that I don't think he was tired. Maybe his velo was dropping a little bit, but for the most part, I thought he was fine, you know, and it wasn't like he was at that 100-pitch mark or anything. He was in the 70s, and, you know, with the flyout to Darno, I was going to give him Duvall. I had Bender ready. But thought that he earned Duvall a couple ground outs before that. And so I thought, you know, he deserved him with Harris behind him. And, you know, they both got hits, obviously. So it was obviously the wrong move by me. But I thought he was fine, efficient, a lot of ground balls, and we just couldn't cover him on the offensive side.
You had a couple opportunities to start innings, you know, and double plays. Wound up being costly, you know, especially after the first inning yesterday. Do you feel like stuff like that's kind of the tail of the series where you know had runners on with nobody out and couldn't come up with anything?
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's kind of been going the last, I don't know what it is, 19, 20 innings, I guess, scoreless. We have guys on base, runners in scoring position, and we haven't been able to capitalize. Their team's pretty good, too. So they're making pitches at the right time, and we're beating it into the ground, unfortunately, at the wrong time. So it's just a combination of, wrong pitch selection to go after, and then putting it in play and, you know, maybe not fouling it off or taking it or whatever. And when you get ground balls against a team like that, that's, you know, got gold glove everywhere, it's going to be tough to score. So we know that. It's just trying to, you know, get the ball off the ground the best you can, and we just didn't execute tonight.
Starter for tomorrow?
Sixto Sanchez will start tomorrow.
All right, so that was manager Skip Schumacher. Let's listen to Trevor Rogers. And again, Rogers' line does not indicate how he actually pitched on Tuesday night. Went 5 2/3, gave up 7 hits, 5 runs, 3 of them earned, 4 punch-outs, but there was an Otto Lopez error. There was a couple of sloppy plays defensively. Let's hear what Roger had to say after his outing.
That he thought you did well. Maybe one of those situations where the final lie doesn't tell the whole story. How would you assess it?
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, felt really good out there, and, you know, I'm starting to get deep in ball games consistently, and it's just, you know, that last hump I'm just trying to get over, really. You really break it down and made one bad pitch all night. It's probably the only one I'd take back, but that's not realistic, so you got to learn from it. It's a great lineup over there, and just really feeling really good where I'm at.
Where were you trying to get that slider to Duvall?
Yeah, kind of just backdoor slider just to set up the AB, and just went right into his wheelhouse.
What is that final hump that you're trying to get over?
You know, two outs in the sixth inning, you know, that's kind of been like easily getting into the fifth. And like I said earlier this year, get to the sixth, seventh, eighth inning and kind of give that bullpen some relief. And, you know, that's my goal. That's the whole staff's goal. And, yeah, that's just one kind of where I'm just trying to get to right now.
In that sixth inning, do you think that was more of a you thing or Braves hitters maybe making a bit of an adjustment?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. I think I just need to dial in a little bit better with my location. You know, the margin of error goes down a little bit deeper you get into games, and just got to locate better and mix a little bit better as well.
Skip mentioned, you know, letting you stay out there, and he had been already. What does that do for, I guess, confidence that he was allowing you to try to get through that?
Yeah, it's huge, huge for confidence that the manager trusts you to get out of that situation. And, you know, I was right there. I was one out away getting out of it, and, you know, probably unlikely, but possibly going out for the seventh. You know, that at bat was meant a lot, and it just didn't go my way. But, you know, I just love the process and where I'm at, and me making pitches and me pitching and getting outs early, getting the ball on the ground, and I just keep doing that and keep working with that formula. Eventually, the tides will turn. I'll get deeper into games.
So the way that sixth inning played out, pitcher's duel with Free, just mm-hmm. what it felt like on the mound, but, you know, the two of you guys in a close game like that.
Yeah, it was, you know, that's what makes this game fun. You know, he did really well today. You know, that's why he's one of the best. And the fact that I can go out there and compete with him and get into six innings with only, up to that point, only two runs, kind of shows a lot with my preparation. But at the end of the day, we lost this game. I take that to heart and still got a lot of work to do.
And, with a pitcher like Fried working so efficiently, there were some innings where he threw five pitches. Mm-hmm. Does that affect you at all, just having such a short break?
Yeah, you can look at it that way. You're like, man, that was a short inning, but kind of nothing you can do about it, really. You got to go out there and continue to execute pitches and, you know, try to do the same thing and try to get him back out there quicker.
Surpassed obviously your innings and starts, and just knocking wood healthy. Just how do you feel? You know, just you know, maybe the results aren't completely there, but mm-hmm. in terms of the context of everything.
Yeah, I mean, everything's feeling really good, and the fact that I've already surpassed last year just shows a testament to how long I was out. You know, and the fact that I'm getting these results is a good thing. And of course, not everything's going to go my way, and it's not always going to, but. The fact that I'm executing my process, I'm doing a really good job of executing pitches, and once I finally get over that last little hump, I'll really be rolling.
Thank you.
All right, so believe it or not, I know it feels a little bit worse after these first two games in Atlanta, but the Marlins still have an opportunity to go back to Miami with a 3-4 road trip. You're probably thinking to yourself, all right, it's under 500, but still, you know, if you go 3-4 on your seven-game road trips, you'll take that. So the Marlins have an opportunity here tonight. It's a 7:20 first pitch, which means I've got Marlins on deck at 6:50. Sixto Sanchez will start for Miami. As always, we hope you can join us on the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.